Hello, it's Tuesday, May the 11th, and we're going to look today at chapters 15 and 16 of Isaiah, and this time we're talking about, we've seen Isaiah address several kingdoms, and the Philistia, for example, and the Assyrians and the Babylonians, and today it's an oracle concerning Moab. And Moab is east of the River Jordan, going down all the way to the top of the Dead Sea and then going up along the eastern side of the River Jordan, and Moab today is called Jordan. It's the kingdom of Jordan, and it's very mountainous, and always in conflict with the Israelites, the northern tribes, with the capital city of Samaria. And Moab is almost exclusively a Gentile kingdom, and how will it survive the pitiless might and sword of Assyria? And God tells them how in this section, and what they need to do is to have ears to hear it. If they believe in God, Yahweh, if they put their trust in the promises that Yahweh has given to his people, God promises to rescue them. The only refuge for the Moabites lies in the house of David, if they have ears to hear it. It's a gospel in Old Testament terms, to promise, to believe the promise that is to be found in the house of David. But in verse 6, we have heard, this is verse 6 of chapter 16, we have heard of the pride of Moab. How proud is he? And there's a clue to the problem that Moab has, and the problem is that it doesn't have ears to hear the gospel. It doesn't want the gospel. They are proud and stubborn and believe in doing it their way and according to their rules and philosophies. And she had huge armies, verse 14, but now the Lord has spoken, saying, in 3 years, like the years of a hired worker, the glory of Moab will be brought into contempt in spite of all his great multitude, and those who remain will be very few and feeble. Despite their armies, Assyria would beat them down and destroy them. Pride comes before a fall. Pride is a monster, and pride gets in the way of a free offer of pardon. Pride, it is the root problem of the kingdom of Moab. Well, tomorrow we'll be in chapter 17 of Isaiah. Have a wonderful day.